Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got a great show for you today. To find out more about us, let me give you some information. You could go to thedrpatshow.com, or you could get there by going to drpatlive.com, or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com, and that will get you to where you want to go. All of our archives are free. We have iTunes downloads and much more. So we don't have a membership, but we do encourage you to sign up for a newsletter for a lot of reasons. Starting in January, we will be launching our Pay It Forward initiative, which is a continuation of our Pay It Forward Angels. And what this means that once a month, we will be able to offer what we call Pay It Forward gift baskets to several of our listeners. The contributions will be made by our sponsors, by our hosts on Transformation Talk Radio, and by our guests. So it's a very juicy time for all of us out there. But, you know, we are getting ready for what some people consider some of the more stressful times of the year. Joining me here today as somebody that knows a lot about how to help people work through stress, work through anxiety, Dr. Tranquility, Lydia Belton is joining us here today. She is a mental health expert, a background in psychology, relaxation psychology from mind-body medicine from Harvard University's Mind-Body Institute and Columbia University's Rosenthal Center in Botanical Medicine. She's joining me here today as someone that has worked in incredible, stressful emergency situations, International Red Cross during 9/11, and much more. She's known for the work that she does to help people move beyond PTSD, anxiety, so many things that hold her back. She has a phenomenal hit radio show and much more. She's joining us here today because we are in the process, in the mode, on the journey to find your truly ideal partner through date therapy with Lydia. Now, Dr. Tranquility, as I will probably refer to her during the show, but how do we find our ideal partner? And how do we know that we just are not hitting it off? Dr. Tranquility, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Well, there are several ways. We know. You know, if you're with a partner and it's not working for you, the relationship is not something that's bringing you bliss and happiness, we always have that little inner voice. There's a little inner nagging at our system that basically just says to us, this isn't working. I'm not happy. This isn't working. And very often we'll ignore it, you know, for many reasons. And you also want to attempt, if you are in a marriage, to work through whatever is going on, if that's possible, before you say, okay, this isn't working, I'm calling it quits. I think sometimes we call that, you know, many of us will do that a little bit too quickly when we're in partnerships. Date therapy was actually developed for people who are single. And one of the things I found, when going back 10 years, I was just in my very early 30s at that point, and I thought, you know, I wonder what, how I can create something that will help me to find the ideal partner. And my friends are like, you do all these things. Can't you come up with something? So I went into my little bag of tricks, and I put together a protocol that is based in hypnotherapy. And it uses the relaxation model to take us to a place where we're relaxed, and then we ask a series of questions, as we will do at different times during the session, both when the client is in the relaxed and or somnambulistic state and when they're not, and find out exactly what it is that they're looking for in a mate. Because you have so many wonderful resources right now for dating. We're in an absolutely blessed time. You have groups like eHarmony, you have these great questionnaires, and you've got matchmakers all over the place. They even have their own shows now that are hits. And you've got all these amazing resources, Match.com, a company I've done some work with in the past. And what happens is, your people are filling out questionnaires, but the answers that they're giving are, including yourself, is only as good and accurate as the information they have to write down to give the response with. So if it's not truly clearly what you're looking for, what they're looking for, you may be well-intentioned, but you still may not find the ideal mate.
Well, it really is, like you said. I mean, there is so much out there. Now there's chemistry.com where you fill out this other questionnaire and they look at you by type. You know, it can be a little daunting for people, don't you think?
It can be exhausting. If that's something that you enjoy, then I say do it. You know, if you prefer quick questionnaires, do that. We are not matchmakers at Date Therapy. We're a tool that you use to take to someone who would help you find the love of your life, or to take to a party that you go to with your girlfriends. You know, our friends are always matching us up. So you may want to use this criteria. And what it really, it's more about you than about something outside of you. It's about what are you looking for? What is going to make you happy? What will bring you your bliss? What do you need from yourself as part of the dating partnership? Because it is, in fact, a partnership, and we're expected to bring things just as other people are expected to bring things. And we have to make sure that we're ready and open to put in that 50%. Because if you're not, then you don't want someone who's expecting you to put in 50%, because it's not going to work. And if you want 50%, you want to make sure that your boundaries are healthy and you're not putting in 70% and allowing someone else to only put in 30%. Because, again, it's not going to work. That's not your bliss. So it's finding out exactly what you're really looking for and then utilizing all the other components that we have that are both blocks and gifts, and making sure that they're functioning properly so that we have a healthy relationship.
You know, are there any, and this is something that I usually don't like to do, and that is talk generalities. But, you know, there's a question that came to mind in thinking about the show today. You know, when we're talking about the date therapy and we're talking about this protocol, you know, is there a theme that you have discovered over time with people? And you know, the reason I ask that is because sometimes we develop protocols and we discover something and then we realize we have to change the protocol. What has been your experience along the way in offering this?
Okay, well, what I can say, and I'll bring it home and make it very personal. For me, things changed. They naturally changed. You know, the protocol has adjusted just slightly because I'm now comfortably ensconced in my 40s. And so my approach to, and I'm single, I was single again, I'm not single now, but my approach to being single and what I'm looking for in a relationship and what I am not willing to tolerate and what is working for me has changed. So in some ways, because the protocol, especially this one, is a living protocol, it's based on the application that I'm giving it, of course. So, which is natural, and any practitioner who has a protocol that is individually applied, who says that it's not, we're not a part of this living protocol, is not really being honest, because we are. It's part of us, as we're the people applying it. So, as I have changed from 30s to 40s, the protocol has as well. Now, the application does not necessarily change, in the way that we will approach people of certain ages. But I also think if in looking at the public that we have worked with, because now the protocol is being taught to other practitioners to utilize, we are seeing that people in their 20s are coming to the table. Obviously, we all know this, with certain wants and needs. In 30s, those wants and needs change. In your 40s, those wants and needs change. From people that we have trained and worked with who are in their 50s, they tell us that there have been slight tweaks for them as well. And so one of the things that we do is we take all of those factors into account and incorporate them into the model as the model continues to grow. But there are, one of the things that I can say definitely has changed in the model from the model that we used when I was in my early 30s to the models that I'm using in my early 40s, is that we do more work in boundary issues and we do more self-esteem. And the self-esteem is actually applied more often with our younger client as well, because one of the things that I found over the decade plus that we've been using the protocol is that, especially for women and for gay men, and I hate to generalize, this is a generalization, so please, listeners, don't strangle me if this doesn't apply to you. It doesn't apply to everyone. Self-esteem is definitely something that needs an extra tweak there. And we have found that women in, as women approach their late 40s, early 50s, very often you're working on your second relationship and second marriage. So another tweak may be there, and also a boundary check is definitely needed there. Because you have had a series of relationships at that point, and it's figuring out where the healthy boundary is for you so that you're safe.
So, you know, let's talk about, you know, date therapy and the protocol and what it brings people from and to, because I think this is so fascinating for us to take a look at this. You know, without it, we're kind of, you know, we're kind of out in the desert without a compass, so to speak. And if you've ever been out in the desert, you certainly know that it's really difficult to find out where you are and really struggle to where you want to go.
Yes, it is. And one of the great things, and it's funny because I'm sure Dr. Pat, you know, is doing all the interviews, amazing interviews you do on your amazing show, that you have a lot of healers. And so one of the great benefits of date therapy, and one of the great benefits that I've had in my life, has been that as you do mind-body work and you work with so many different types of healers and amazing protocols, some of that rubs off.
Yes.
And so you'll find that because I work in stress management and I've worked and had the blessings to interview so many amazing people. Okay, so we know that when we're dating can be a very stressful situation. Everything
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to figure out what to bloody wear to, you know, is this person a vegetarian? And if they are they a vegan like I am? Or, you know, meaning the person, I'm actually a meatitarian. Are they, you know, do they enjoy meat? Do they do this? Do they do that? What is it they want? How am I going to fit? Are they going to fit into my life? And as we get older and more things occur to us, it can become even more stressful. So one of the great benefits of date therapy is that it receives the benefit of all my stress management work. So it's actually a stress management protocol, too, that you're applying to dating. But, you know, I've worked with some interesting healers, as I know you have, and it was one thing that I was speaking with Joe Vitale, and he talks about getting on the up escalator.
Yes.
And how he found the key to, or, you know, he knows where the escalator up is and it makes everything so easy. That's what date therapy does for dating. It puts you on the up escalator.
Well, so let's talk about this for a minute, because I so love that you're really talking about the changes that happen. Lydia Belton joining me here today, Dr. Tranquility. We're talking about date therapy. This is so wonderfully important, everyone. I hope you're going to find out more about her. I'm going to give out her website in a minute. But, you know, here recently for me, going through that, I call it the single stage again. And, you know, for the first time in your life, you're looking at everything that's out there. And what I've discovered, and I wish you would talk to this. I know you're laughing because you know, right?
I'm laughing because I've been there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. Listen, the first time you sit down and you haven't been anywhere near dating in decades, right? You know,
right.
Because all of my relationships were relationships where I met people on the outside, and they were long term. I'm like a dog. I'm really loyal. I stay in there way longer than I should in some cases. But here you are now back in the world, and all your friends are saying, get on Match.com, get on this, and then you take the leap. You write your first profile, right? Now, this is where date therapy, I think, is going to help. You write your first profile, and you read it, and you have your friend read it, and they say, honey, this is so not you. It's like, are you serious? You would never read that book. What are you doing? And so it's confusing to figure out not only who you want, Dr. Tranquility, but who the heck you are now.
Yes. And it's a really interesting journey. And I joke about that, and I call it dating revisited. But, you know, it's sort of, what date therapy does is it helps you get into touch with yourself. I mean, it's really about you. Because when we're dating and we're looking for someone, it really is about us. And not in a selfish way, but in a self-full way, which we should be self-full. There's a lot going on out there on the planet right now, good and bad. There are a lot of wonderfully blessed, sane, fantastic people, and then there are some people who aren't. There are a lot of, it can be very overwhelming. A lot of options are out there. And so one of the things with the date therapy model that we do is we really help you get in touch with yourself. And the criteria that we're using, the criteria that you come up with, is a combination of very superficial to the very serious. We do talk about things like your favorite movie and why it's your favorite movie.
Exactly.
Or your favorite book, because that may tie into something else that's going on with you, and we want to know what that is. We talk about why you've chosen this type of person in your life, and then we'll take you back and do a little bit of regression. Not a huge fan of regressive work. For me, personal guide in that work, it's always been something I've been a little leery of. So we do a little bit of it and just bring you back to fun memories in your childhood and find out, like, when you first started having your dating experiences, what did they feel like? What did they look like? Who was he? Who was she? Was your partner a same-sex partner? Are you currently in a same-sex relationship? What changed as you move through your teens and 20s? So, you know, all of these factors come into play, and then we're able to take all of that information and apply it so that you can hopefully have and describe yourself the right way. And what you're talking about is very brilliant. You're saying what we talked about at the opening of the segment here, when we talk about how people have good intentions about putting out there what they're looking for and who they are, but the questionnaire they're filling out is only as accurate as the information they're giving.
Exactly. And, you know, for somebody like you and me, and you know, we haven't talked about you yet, but I'm sure we'll get to it. But for somebody, you know, for us, we're in the public, right? And so,
yeah.
You know, first of all, I had to learn you don't put your name up there. You get some other username.
Yeah,
and then you get your username. You put your. So for somebody like me that does a show like I do, you know, it was hard. I went through this experience where I said, oh, my gosh. You know, I need to put up there, like, what's my favorite television show? Well, it's Dexter. It's about a serial killer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's, you know what? So it's like, okay, this is what you put up there. Otherwise, you know, people, you're going to draw people to you that aren't really who you want. And what I hear you saying is that this really happens all the time, and we got to get some help with this.
It does happen all the time because we second guess ourselves. It's almost like writing a book. And I have a dear friend who does a lot of book editing, and she's like, don't make changes and do not keep rereading. Write it, read it once, and move on. That's what your editor is for, or you will be stuck in this
chapter. I need the name of
forever.
Your editor. Thank you.
I will give it to you. You will be stuck in this chapter forever. And I thought, you know, and she had said this a million years ago, and I thought to myself, that applies to my model. Because that's what we do when we date also. We write down what we want to believe and how we choose to perceive ourselves. Sometimes that's good, and sometimes we're beating ourselves up.
Exactly.
That's another piece of it. We talk about going to school on yourself, not beating yourself up. There's a difference between learning from your experiences and using those experiences to hinder your life. And they're not the same thing. But learning how to, you know, just keep moving forward and understand the perception. And that's what's interesting about this model, and I'm very, very proud of it. One of the reasons is because I believe it's living. Because every single person is different. So every single case you're going to have, even when we train people to utilize this, and we only train therapists. We do train some coaches, but they usually have a lot of psychology in their background, because there are things that are going to come up for people, and you better know how to deal with them, because they need
exactly.
an answer from you at that moment. This isn't a game. You know, when I started date therapy 10 years ago, 10 plus now, going on 12, it actually, there were a couple of men who caught on to the hypnotherapy aspect, and then they started using the press that I was getting, because, of course, the protocol being what it was is so new, it's so different that it really blew up and took off. But they were using it to manipulate women and to get everything that they could get, and they called it dating something else. And I was just so offended. And I was also in my 20s, so I, rather than battle them on it, I just pulled it and said, you know what, I'll revisit this later. I'm not ready. And I would use it individually with people, but I didn't allow it to be marketed or worked with, because I wasn't sure how exactly how I wanted to do it and how I wanted to be seen. It sort of just happened, and then it took off on me. And I'm sort of standing in the chariot behind the horses going, wait a minute. But I don't know that I want you to play it that way. A franchise, you know, people are calling me. I'm like, what's a franchise? McDonald's is a franchise. How do I get a franchise? And then I started finding out. I'm like, are you crazy? That's too expensive. I can't afford a franchise. You know, and then these gentlemen came along using the term loosely, and so I just pulled the whole thing and figured, okay, you know what? Not too long ago, I've had some friends who are therapists say, you really need to reintroduce this. I started developing a workbook on the process and questions and activities and things that we can do ourselves in our own home. There is a general, and I'm very careful to say that, session that's very reasonable. It's $50, $49.95, that people can use just to get an idea if they like it or not. And then you would go into a more specialized session. But it is something that is living in, is individualized and applies to each and every person differently. We've had some amazing situations in that we've had some people who come out of the closet, we've had some people go into the closet, we've had different types of situations with different people, and we don't encourage any behavior other than discouraging bad behavior, quote unquote, but we don't encourage any particular behavior or support any lifestyle or discourage any lifestyle. That's not what the model is about. The model is about helping you find what you need and want and what's going to make you happy. Which and how you choose to live in that happiness and step into it and be present.
Well, that's absolutely. And we're going to take a break in a minute here, Lydia. But the thing you're saying is so important. And, you know, for somebody like me, I'm like millions of people out there that are trying online dating. And actually, the pressure is that if you're not online dating, you're actually going to be lost. And, you know, there's a whole new conversation about that. But there's now, wouldn't you agree, a whole new level of honesty that needs to happen. Because
yes,
if we don't learn how to be honest about who we are and what we're looking for, it actually turns out worse than as if you meet somebody. Because there's this whole other fact finding. And I want to talk about that when we come back, because if we're really not, you know, in the protocol that you're talking about to really get to the stuff we're looking for, you know, aren't we really setting ourselves up, Dr. Tranquility, for heartbreak at the mini levels, you know, these little mini heartbreaks that affect our self-esteem. You see?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about those mini heartbreaks, but we're also going to talk about those mini ecstasy moments, why date therapy is so seriously important for all of us, how it is used now, what some of Dr. Tranquility's clients are saying, and what is it about this that not only helps you get a sense of who you are in the dating realm, but let me just say, get a sense of who you are. We're going to take a short break from the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to be right back. And when we do, we're going to give you lots of information about how you can find out about date therapy and get yourself started in the right direction. We'll be right back with the show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is a great show. Lydia, Dr. Tranquility Belton joining me here today. Find your truly ideal partner through date therapy. And let me tell you why this is so seriously important and why I really wanted to seek her out. You know, I've gone through the stages here in these past 6-8 months that many of you are going through. Whether you call it Match or eHarmony or whatever the profiles are, the online dating things are on there, you are going to get to meet yourself in a way that you will not even recognize yourself. You're going to have to come to terms with the truth of who you really are, not of who you're trying to become. And so date therapy is a way to get you to the place where you understand who you are, why you want to go through this process, and how to get from point A to point B quicker than you would by putting something up there that says your favorite movie is the Sound of Music when it really is Blade 2. You can't do it, folks. Dr. Lydia, thank you for joining me here today. I mean, this is really the conversation. This is not only peeling the onion back. This is slicing the darn onion to find out,
yes, it is,
who am I really?
Mm-hmm. And some of that's fun, and 90% of it's a lot of fun. And sometimes you're going, wow, is that really? I didn't realize that, but it rings true, and you know it rings true, and then you're kind of like, yeah, all right. I guess you're right. This is me, and this is what I'm looking for, and you know, I guess I'm right, meaning, you know, the individual says that they're right to themselves. And it's really important to be honest, because if you're not honest, you're not going to be happy. It's not going to work that way. You may be for a little while, because you may be able to suppress certain things. But a full and joyous relationship is out there and available for each and every one of us if we want it. And if you're to truly have that full and joyous relationship, you need to be honest with yourself and with what you're looking for so that you can have a full, complete, joyous relationship. You know, it's not going to be that way if you're missing pieces.
Well, isn't this interesting? We're talking about this because, you know, what you really zoomed in on is so important. If we start the conversation talking about self-esteem and we're talking about dating, you know, there are a whole lot of issues to address. You know, what is the baggage, Dr. Lydia, that we bring forward if we're coming out of a relationship? And, you know, is there a magic bullet to say how long is enough before you do get online dating? Or is it more intuitive? Or does date therapy help you with that?
I think it's all of the above. Date therapy absolutely helps you with addressing your baggage, some of your baggage. Now, this is not a deep psychotherapeutic session that you're in. You know, we do use psychology as part of the model, some psychology, hypnotherapy. It's a compilation model, but of different integratively approaching different protocol types and different coming from different disciplines and different belief systems, including meditation, and there are exercises that we'll give you. You know, if you really want to delve in, we encourage you to schedule a session with a therapist, which could also be me in that case, and do some more work. But one of the neat things about coming out of relationships, and by the time you start dating in your 40s and your 50s, you may have been married. You've definitely had some long-term relationships. So you certainly have some baggage. And it is sort of peeling out the baggage. And one of the things that we talk about in the class is it's sort of like taking a duffel bag and you keep packing it full of stuff and you've packed it over the years and just set it down, and then maybe a shirt went in, maybe a necklace went in, a pair of jeans went in over the years. It didn't seem like you were putting a lot in at that moment, but it's going in the duffel bag. Then all of a sudden you go to grab, since it's wintertime in most sections of the country, a pair of gloves, and you throw your pair of gloves, and you think, oh, these are light, that won't be anything. You go to pick up your duffel, and you fall to the floor because it's so heavy. And you think to yourself, well, all I put in there was a pair of gloves. Why is it so heavy? Well, it's not the gloves. It's the jeans that went in the year before, the sweater that went in, you know, 5 years ago, the shirt that went in 2 years ago that seemed pretty lightweight, and that's what's creating that duffel. And before we know it, and this is actually something that I take from a lecture, an lesson that Barbara DeAngelis had that I learned about years ago, and I love her work as well in relationship counseling. And she talks about how all of a sudden you have baggage, and there's this huge rolling cart of baggage that you didn't realize you had. What the heck? What the heck? And there's this huge rolling cart of baggage behind you, like you find in a hotel. And that's the same thing. We develop little bristles, and little, we turn into porcupines, basically, over the series of time. And it's learning how do you let go of a lot of those lessons. And sometimes those lessons allow people to come in to our lives too, we're pushing our boundaries too close to us, and we're not setting them out far enough that is healthy for us. So we have that safe space because we're trying so hard to make it work. And other times, because of what we've learned, we set the boundaries out so far that no one can possibly get in, because you're pushing the boundary right up against them. So it's finding the balance between pushing the boundary against a prospective partner and pushing the boundary against yourself, and having it sit in the middle and allowing theirs to sit in the middle also, which is tricky as we get older, because we're like, well, no, you know, I've done that already. I'm not trying to do that again. I've been down that road. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not going to put up with this. Okay, don't put up with it, but you may find yourself alone. Now, I'm not saying that you need to put up with things that are unhealthy or abusive, but take a look at all the things that you're not willing to put up with and make sure that every single one of them is a healthy situation.
And, you know, this is really interesting to figure out what you won't stand for, you know, and that is, I mean, if you're somebody that doesn't drink and you don't drink for a lot of different reasons, you know, to go to somebody whose favorite thing is wine testing, that may be something you might want to look at there, Dr. Tranquility, don't you think?
I do. That's brilliantly put, too, Pat. It is something. I mean, you need to figure out exactly what you enjoy. And what's neat about date therapy, I really feel, and what people have shared with us, and so I feel comfortable saying this, is it does give you, it empowers you. It empowers us to feel confident and comfortable and aware of what we're looking for as we go out there into the world and we start dating. And you feel safe saying, wow, that guy had everything going for him. And I'm saying guy because I'm who I am as a woman. You know, he had everything going for him, oh my gosh. But he has this one thing that he does that really does not resonate well with me. It could be drinking. It could be a behavior pattern. If we have been in abusive relationships in the past, both physically and or mentally and verbally, maybe you're feeling, wow, that seemed like it was abusive to me.
Right.
And you may have felt that a couple of times, but you didn't want to admit it, and or it was what was comfortable for you to tolerate in the past. And so date therapy kind of gets into some of that stuff, and we'll work on it with you. And, you know, again, it's not intended to replace going to see an actual therapist. But as it pertains to dating, it does really help in many, many ways in terms of helping you to take a look at some of the things with yourself. And I've had people come back to me and, you know, they'll call me or email me and say, Lydia, I'm like, yes, what? And they're like, I almost started this relationship with this guy and I realized he was verbally abusing me. And it hadn't occurred to me until I looked at my model and did some of my exercises that that's what I've been accepting the whole time. And that's what always ends up causing me so much pain.
Well, and you know, part of this, and let's take a moment to give out your website, because folks are going to want to know how to find out more about you, more about date therapy, and, you know, be able to get some help, because we all really want to be in relationship that is joyful, that is blissful, that is fulfilling. And, you know, we just stumble and fumble over it. And, you know, as we get older, you know, some of us are thinking, wow, we don't have, you know, 30 years to figure this out. You know what I'm saying here, Dr. Tranquility?
Yes.
Let's give out your website and let people know how they can find out more about this.
Debbie, you can come to our main site for Dr. Tranquility State Therapy. It's www.drtranquility, TRANQUILITY.com. And on that site, there's a bunch of things going on. We don't charge anything for membership. We do ask you to join. We don't ask for your firstborn when you do so. Just put in your email and then you'll be asked to confirm your email, and that's all we really need from you. I know a lot of sites ask for your addresses and phone numbers and this and that. We're not going to bombard you with emails. In fact, I'm usually yelled at for not bombarding people with emails. We usually send out something once a month that might say this is going on or that's going on, but we're not sending you tons of different emails. If we find someone that we really love and we want to tell you about, we might do that, you know, a couple weeks after you've received your first one, but that doesn't even happen every month. So there are videos on the site. In fact, there's a relaxation video right on the landing page, your home page, when you first land there. So if you're feeling stressed out, just go visit it 3 minutes, and you can take 3 minutes out for yourself.
Well, you know, this is really important because, you know, I think that there are a lot of things you talked about today. And, you know, when we come back from break, I want to talk with you, have you, hopefully you'll share some of the more interesting experience that you've had with some of your clients. Because, you know, I know for me in this very short period of time, you know, what I'm experiencing and how, you know, how if you don't get to the place of truth here, Dr. Tranquility, what happens is it almost feels incestuous. And what I mean by that is it's like you carry around this secret that this is what you said that you know, who you are, and you're really not this. And you almost put up a facade around being someone you're not. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, you do. And I know exactly what you're saying. And we've seen a lot of that with different clients who've come in, and we can really get into that if you'd like in our next segment. But it's very well said, and it happens, all the time. And sometimes it happens when people didn't even realize they were doing it. A lot of times it happens when people didn't realize they were doing it, quite frankly. But then you're stuck being this person that isn't who you really are. And again, this isn't your ideal and true mate. Because you're not in an ideal and true relationship, because you're not being fulfilled. So it's kind of the circle.
Well, let's do this. It is a circle. And, you know, I don't know about you, but even the small incidents of that I had with myself, it was so difficult to get out of it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we've got Dr. Tranquility in the house. We're going to get some answers. We're going to see some examples. You know, how do we truly find that person that we're so drawn to in a seriously, joyfully, blissful, healthy way? And how do we know who we are in the process? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You know, once a week, we just let you know about who our incredible guests are, guests like my guest today, Dr. Tranquility, Lydia Bolton. And, you know, Lydia has been doing this work for a helping people, trauma, you name it. And, you know, right now we're talking about date therapy, and I will tell you, it can be traumatizing, especially if you think you know who you are and you think you know who you want. And you get out there and you get become part of some of these online dating situations. You go through a whole series, Lydia, of letdowns, rejection. And if you guys want to find out more about date therapy, just go to the website, drtranquility.com. That's Lydia's website. A lot of information there. But, you know, we're talking about some of these interesting experiences that you've had with your clients. There are ups and there are downs, aren't there?
Many interesting results also. You know, it's interesting to really put, because you are, you know, date therapy is really about not so much putting yourself out there per se, but putting yourself in there, and that you're getting in there and really finding out what's going on. But it's not, this is not a long-term protocol. It's usually a couple of sessions. Rarely has it been more than that. And in those cases, it actually flipped into a different type of situation. It was no longer just the date therapy model. But as a general rule, it's no more than two sessions. You're doing your initial with a follow-up, and that's it. So it's very quick. Because of the application of hypnosis in the protocol, and hypnotherapy specifically in the protocol, it's wonderful in the sense that you're going to a really relaxed place and uncovering all these things. You're giving us the information we need to sort of set up a protocol to help you, not to sort of, to set up a protocol that helps you. And then you're coming back up and fully alert, fully aware, and you're aware, by the way, when you're hypnotized. That's something most, a lot of people don't realize if they've never gone through the process. Someone does not step in and take over your brain, and you're not going to start clucking like a chicken. It's just really a relaxation place, a place that you go to, similar to when we're really, really tired and we can hear the television on in the background, or we forgot to turn off our computer, both of which really should not be in your bedroom for other reasons. but a lot of us have them there, including myself, my bad. And so you'll hear like someone sign on or sign off on your AOL, or you've got mail or something happens in the computer, and you're thinking, your eyes are actually closed, and I'm thinking, I don't want to get up right now because I'm so peaceful. But I know if I don't get up, this is going to keep happening. I'm going to have to keep listening. And so you're actually, if it's the TV, you're starting to listen to a television show, and you're thinking, why am I, or watching TV on the computer, why am I listening to this program? Why haven't I just closed my computer, my laptop, or turned it off? And so that's the place you're going to. You're actually able to hear what we're, you know, everything that's going on. You're fully, you're aware of it, but you're drifting like on a nice little happy cloud and just enjoying the moment of peace and physiological, your body's relaxation, while your mind and your subconscious mind are communicating. So it's a really nice, pleasant experience, even if some of the things that come up are not as pleasant. And we have had that. We've had situations where people had these serious blocks and obstacles, and they didn't know what they were and why they were so guarded, and it turned out that they had blocked a trauma. It may have been molestation, childhood sexual abuse, childhood physical abuse in general. It may have been an abusive relationship early on in their teens. It may have been a relationship that was abusive in a way that they hadn't even remembered because they hadn't really put it all together, that was verbally, spiritually, and mentally abusive. So, you know, there are different things that come up. There have been people who have been straight and realized they were gay. There have been people who, usually they were bi in most of those cases. So there was some awareness there.
Right. But they come to this place where they fully understand, you know, their true nature. And, that's got to be painful, you know, to really, come to that place where you realize, my gosh, I'm actually not living the life I truly want to live.
Well, it is momentarily.
Momentarily.
And the beauty of aspects of the protocol is that we flip that immediately and turn it into joy. Okay, you didn't live that way in the past, but now you know you get to live that way for the rest of your life. Isn't this amazing? So you can either go to school on yourself, which is, did I really allow that to happen to me, or was I really a participant in that? Did I really do this to someone else? Did I really accept this? And then you think, ooh, but I don't have to do that anymore. I have a new behavior.
Yeah.
So I can make a change. And that's where the lack of beating yourself up, which was if you would stay in that place, and that's where it becomes really painful. But instead choosing to go to school, which means you just reflect on the lesson and move it forward. There's no reason to stay back there.
Isn't that what is going to boost self-confidence, self-worth, and have people fully step into their power? I mean, coming to a place of truth about ourselves, I believe, you know, at least my own journey, even on Match.com, by the way, has been significantly empowering. I mean, I'm not 20 years old. And yet there's a freedom in knowing you're still a powerful, beautiful woman, right? Or man.
Yes. Absolutely. And viable. And we're very blessed to come in to not be 20 years old anymore in this age as opposed to other ages and eras, in the sense that, you know, it is being recognized and acknowledged, especially for women, that you know, it's okay to be 40 and gorgeous. It's okay to be 50 and know you're good looking and you've got all this going for you and you're not dealing with all the stuff. I mean, I could not be physically dragged back into my 20s, but I appreciate it for all of the joyousness and lessons that it was. And it was a fun time and my 30s were great too, but I'm loving my 40s.
I know.
And
you know, to be able to say I'm loving my 40s, you know, turning 40 used to be the grim reaper of birthdays, right?
Yes, it did. And it was scary and it was a mess. And my 40th birthday was just a blast. It was just a blast. And I really embraced it crossing over, and I'm embracing it, you know, as I'm moving through the 40s, and I'll be embracing my 50s. And I'm sure when I get there, I'll look back and say, boy, I'm glad I had fun in my 40s, but I'm ready for my 50s, you know. So it's just such a joyous time. If we go to school on the lessons that have come up and the negative things and learn from them as a lesson, see it as it is, it was a lesson, and we choose to modify the behavior moving forward, some of which state therapy can help you with. For most of us, it does. You know, if it's not an extreme situation where there's a lot of trauma or abuse or something going on there, state therapy is perfect. You're talking about two sessions and you're out the door.
I love it.
Otherwise,
As we say in the Italian vernacular, bada bing, bada bam.
Bada bang.
Yeah.
Yes. I've dated my share of Italian, so I know the vernacular well.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, everybody, you're going to want to find out more about date therapy. Please go to Dr. Tranquility's website, drtranquility.com. Thank you so much for joining me here today. This was a hoot. I hope you will be
open to
coming back sometime. Thank you so much.
I would love to. Thank you for having me. And if you'd like to come and have a session, email me at lydia@drtranquility.com. Dr. Pat, I'd love to work with you.
Oh, I got to work with you. I got to make sure that I'm just, you know, not one extreme to the next. All right, everybody.
Please.
Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. Lots more to come. We've got an awesome 2012 plan for you. But in the meantime, get yourself joyful, blissed out for the holidays. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.